paranormal perception is about to be conjured into existence by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC. Paranormal perception isn't just about our experiences or evidence of the other side. You'll also hear discussions about UAPs, crypto creatures and cryptocurrencies, glitches in the Matrix, prophecies, and how they're coming true in front of our very eyes, and everything else, well, paranormal. You may agree with some of the things Henry says. You'll disagree with him as well. All we ask is the same thing you ask investigators to give to ghosts. Respect. Agree or disagree, you're about to get a new perception of the paranormal. A paranormal perception. This show is your red pill for all topics in the paranormal. Welcome to Paranormal Perception. This is the show where you'll hear about brushes with restless spirits,
battles with dark entities,
sightings of the unexplained, glitches in the Matrix, creatures from different cultures, warnings about our transhumanist future. Do we have answers?
You have many questions, and though the process has altered your consciousness, you remain irrevocably human.
Yes.
Ergo, some of my answers you will understand, and some of them you will not.
Now, let's get a new paranormal perception with Henry San Miguel.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I've missed talking to you about the paranormal, but we're back. Before we get to the guests, though, a couple of things. One, paranormal perception is going to sound a little bit different moving forward. Some things will sound the same. Other things will, not be here. We'll put it that way. The other thing, a lot of you already know because I can see from the sales, 2-for-1 tickets. We're doing it again for OC Paracon. We did it for 4th of July weekend. 4th of July weekend was, 4th of July weekend. A lot of you celebrated, you did whatever you had to do. Some of you bought the tickets, like I said, appreciate you doing that. But then when you remembered when the festivities were all over, you remembered, oh yeah, I want to get 2-for-1 ticket. Yeah, the sale was over. So this time it's going not for a weekend, it's going for an entire month and a few days. So all of August into September, say 2nd, because I think that's the Friday, OC Paracon tickets are 2-for-1. Every level. Single day, 2-day, VIP, even tickets for Patty Negri's seance. So if it's in your budget to buy one ticket, whatever level it is, now you can bring your paranormal BFF for free, or whoever you want for free. So, whatever level, VIP, single day, whatever, tickets to Patty Negri's seance, get one ticket, you get to bring somebody else in for free. Going now through September 2nd, the ocparacon.com. By the way, it's all spruced up there also. Schedule is out. Everything and anything you could possibly want to know about OC Paracon, including hotels and some other things, all on there, ocparacon.com. Yeah, you're welcome. So we're back. Let's talk paranormal. Let's start this new show back from the break. Let's start this new show with somebody who actually has a platform that you've heard their hosts on this platform. And you've heard me on that platform. Enough platforming. Let's get to the guest. It's Todd Bates. He's the owner and operator of WLTKDB. And here he is. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Henry.
Thank you for coming on. So I usually this is the point where I start telling everybody's biography and what got you here. But let me start instead with jumping ahead a little bit. And let me have you start talking about, kind of obvious after I said what you do, but what is it? Why EVPs? Why is that your, like Obi-Wan said, your specialty? Why is that the one thing you focus on when it comes to the paranormal?
EVP. I've grew an obsession with electronic voice phenomenon back in the day. I was a total skeptic. I didn't believe in things that went bump in the night, UFOs, nothing. And I was invited to a ghost tour, a local ghost tour here, and went to that. And I talked to the guy prior, and he had said, you know, told me about recording. I'd never heard of it. He told me about doing, you know, recording. You can capture ghost voices. And so I'm you're kidding me. This, no, come on. I got to try this. So, of course, back then, I pick up an analog recorder, a good old tape recorder with the external microphone, and brought that to this tour with me and recorded back in. Now, everybody else ran to the little general store. Everybody's thinking, oh, my God. This is an old building. It's haunted. And they're flashing pictures, and they're like a swarm of hornets. So I run back to this, to the barn area. It was nice. It was quiet. It was dark. Everything I needed. Sat down, turned on the recorder, and just started asking questions. What's your name? Is there anyone here? You know, simple, basic questions. Now, I didn't hear anything with the naked ear, didn't sense anything, didn't see any ghosts, nothing like that happened. I go home, and the guy that was running the tour, Jason Snyder, had told me how to get that analog sound onto the computer so I could analyze it. And I'm going, okay. So, you know, after a little quick lesson, I get it uploaded to the computer, the whole thing. You have to play it. So it takes time. It takes a long time back then to actually hear these things, because you have to sit there and listen to the tape as it goes through and records into the program and so forth. But what I'd captured on there, Henry, was a horse of all things. And it was the most incredible thing that I had ever discovered, because I'm thinking, okay, how did I hear this horse, this thump? How did I hear that? And it's on this tape, but I did not hear that with my own ears. And that is where it began. And I became obsessed. I looked online. I contacted all these different people, and I came in contact with Sarah Wilson Estep. Love her to death. God rest her soul. She took me under her wing. She trained me. She taught me why spirits may talk. She taught me so many different things. And I began just going through different investigations, and I would specialize in audio. That's just what I would do. The photography, videography, the mechanics of it all. I just, you know, there's just too many orbs, too much interference, too many false positives. With an EVP, you can have some false positives in that, but it's less likely. It's less likely than with a camera or video. So I just became obsessed with it, and EVP has been my life since then. I retired from the field, but I still go out there every once in a while. Just went out there 3 days ago, actually, Henry.
Well, the reason why I was asking that, though, is because I was trying to figure out which came first, not the chicken or the egg, but which came first, radio, the interest in radio and audio, or the EVP. So is it accurate to say that because of the EVPs, that's what led you to want to do radio, TV?
You could say that. You could say that. I've always had a fascination with radio. There was two things I've always wanted to be in my life, and that was a law conservation officer or a DJ. Hmm. Those two things. And it's very broad, very, very separate.
Yeah.
Radio has always fascinated me with its contests, its excitement. There's always something going on. No matter what time of the day it is, you can turn on a radio and bam, something's going on. And it became a labor of love for me to kind of put the two together. But how it actually formed was back in late 2003, was when I was teaching EVP lessons to people in a chat room back then. And I'm thinking, okay, there were so many people that wanted these free lessons I was giving. They wanted them. And okay, how do we reach more people? Well, the chat room just, you know, would hold so many, you'd have to pay extra to get it to hold this. So we went with a radio server, a digital radio server. and you had to connect with it overseas at first. But that was, you could talk into this just like nowadays. They're a dime a dozen. My goodness, they're everywhere. People don't even use them anymore. It's sad, but that is what snowballed the entire thing. Was I needed to reach more people. So you do this audio platform, people listen, and then more people listen, because the website I had at the time, it was called hauntedvoices.com. It's still a registered domain. It points to WLTKDB now, but Haunted Voices is where people would go to learn about electronic voice phenomena. They would get free lessons. So we connected an audio server, and then boom, Haunted Voices Radio was born. Not only would we talk about electronic voice phenomena, we would have on guests that would talk about it. We would have on guests that would talk about other aspects of the paranormal. It just exploded, and it was so much fun to do. And I think that's what sparked everything else to snowball into, you know, bigger, better, faster.
Yeah.
I went from one extreme to the next and tried to combine the two. Okay. I love talking about the paranormal and all the strange and bizarre things that are out there. The stranger, the better. Haunted dolls, whatever. Fairies, I don't care. Let's talk about it. And it became more than just talking about EVP on Haunted Voices. It matured. The show matured, and more people were coming in talking about different facets of the paranormal, different levels of it. Some would come in and they would be more Bigfoot than ghost, but it was nice having the mixture on there, and the people really, really seemed to like it. So I just continued building and building and building.
But you know what I'm hearing kind of a pay it forward when you started giving those free lessons. It sounds like when you started doing Haunted Voices and learning from these paranormal experts, you started to learn things, because like you said at the beginning, you were kind of on the skeptic side. So I imagine as you went along, your paranormal knowledge grew along with everybody that you met, right?
Yes, that is correct. It did. I was like a sponge. And anybody, and still to this day, if anybody has questions, I just answered one the other day from a local team. They'd sent something in. How do you look for this on Adobe Audition? We don't understand what a spirit vocal print is. So I sat and explained the whole thing to him. The problem is you have to take the time these days, because not many people are. And that's what the broadcasting is all about. Shows like yours, Henry, and you know, the one I do, the ones that are on the station, it's all about paying it forward, giving it back to the community. And there's so many out there, though. It's so saturated, but it's a good thing, because it's more aware. People are more aware now. They're more apt to talk about their experiences on these shows. That's why it's important. You know, it's just a labor of love. It really is. And it's something that I do proudly. And I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. I don't, because it's a part of my life now.
Yeah, I agree with what you say. There's like a ton of paranormal shows out there. The only thing, and I've said it many times on Paranormal Perception with guests and on just shows that I've done by myself, and let's see how you see it. There's a lot of shows, especially those that focus on EVPs or something, you know, in particular. My only issue with those shows is not all of them are showing you the right way to do it, because while everybody may have their own style, there still has to be some basics to everything you do, whether it's EVPs, whether it's photography, video, whatever it is that you do, dowsing rod, whatever your field of study is, there are basics that you have to start with. So when everybody just comes in there and they just start throwing stuff out, yeah, those might not be the kind of shows that you want to. Now, for you, Haunted Voices obviously is one of them. And yeah, a little biased because it's your show. But besides yours, who in particular would you suggest someone wanting to learn about EVPs watch or listen to?
paranormal television shows. My goodness, what an amazing topic. I love them and hate them at the same time. As far as all I can tell you, folks, is be mindful of what you're watching, no matter what you're watching. Some of them claim this is the way. There is no the way. There is a way, your way. There's no right or wrong way to do this, in my opinion. There's no experts in this field, so don't look at a television show as some kind of training class, okay? Just because you watch one of these shows doesn't mean that you hop out of your chair now and then go down to your local haunted area and start chasing ghosts. That's not how it works. It's dangerous. What I would recommend, not from the television shows, that those are entertainment based. And I can say I narrate one of them. I can say this. I enjoy all the people. I love all the people I work with on that show, and they are genuine people. But it is production. Okay, it's there to entertain you. It's there to make you aware. But they don't show a lot of things in these shows that you see on normal investigations. The time lost. You'll never get this time back. There's hours spent in this. You don't see those kinds of things because they have to condense it into a production. Be mindful with what you watch. Don't go and watch the movie White Noise, okay, and sit there, fill up a notebook, and then take off and think you're a paranormal investigator now. That's not true. Talk to a veteran. They will bring you in under their wing. I promise you, there's a lot of them out there. A lot of them. Dale Kaczmarek's one of them. Definitely talk to him. Learn from him. There's YouTube. Okay? There's some really, really good stuff on YouTube. Mainstream television, as far as watching anything, if it doesn't say documentary at the end of it, paranormal wise, I stay away from it. That's just me, Henry.
Well, that's a perfect segue, actually, because if anybody's wondering, well, who are you to say? Well, he advised on some of these shows. So talk about how that happened. How did you get to advise some of these paranormal TV shows?
Oh, that was interesting. The one I enjoyed the most was a production company called New Dominion. They're great people. And they weren't like other production companies that I've dealt with. They were more down to earth, wholesome. They wanted entertainment, but they also wanted facts. And they were the producers for the show A Haunting. Now, the one that I advised on is called A Haunting, Sally's House. And it's in Atchison, Kansas. It's a little colonial style home that's extremely haunted. Excuse me. It's extremely haunted by a little girl, a father, and the town doctor. The story is just amazing with it. But that's where the little girl, she was in a surgery. She had appendicitis, supposedly, and the doctor gave her some ether but did not give her enough. And she came to during the surgery and, of course, died. And her father was standing there over her bedside. It was just, and all this happened in this home, because back then the doctors came, you know, to the house. So with that show, it taught me what not to do. It almost ruined a friendship that I've had with the Pickmans for several years. And thankfully, the Pickmans and I were mature enough to not succumb to the infamous poetic license. We signed the waiver and dropped out of it. So they try to get you to do things, but yet they don't try to get you to do things. They want you to say this, but if you say this, it's okay. So production's always going to try and put things in your mind and your mouth and get that out there, because they know what sells. They know what they're doing. That's their job. I don't trust them. I don't trust these television programs, they're just too far. They're too far out there, a lot of them. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, and I'll say this. I know a lot of people listening to Paranormal Perceptions, some of them either are or have been on television or on television shows. Some of them have tried to get their ideas on television. That's usually what you just said is usually the answer that they get. We know what works, and that's not what people want. And this is, you know, me putting my producer hat through my production company. My motto for mine is, well, how do you know it doesn't work if you've never tried it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So the other thing about going back to EVPs, I don't know how you feel, because this is sort of in the audio medium also. When you use the ovulus, the spirit boxes, those things, I mean, how do you see those? Do you put more faith on the EVPs, or do you put the same amount of faith in the in spirit boxes and ovulus and things like that?
That's a great question. And I've used the ovulus before, and I found it kind of fun. Okay. It's a fun toy. I didn't see it as evidence to anything tangible, because to me, there's too much room for error with anything with coded words like that. The same thing with the boxes. I have an S box myself. Learning how to use the thing, Henry. It's got a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where I've been more electronic voice phenomenon all these years instead of ITC, and I'm trying to learn this new equipment. There is some amazing new equipment that has come out that I haven't been able to get my hands on yet. But it's come so far over the years. But what throws me off, and I do apologize for that sound if you guys hear it, but what throws me off is, I don't know where I was going with that. I forgot where I was going with that.
What throws you off on the ITCs and all those?
Oh, the ITC and everything is the words they put into their programmable words. Who's to say that those aren't just generated nilly-willy, thrown out there? You know, these are the things that I'm telling myself, and I'm using the, and I'm there in the situation. So it makes sense to me that something like the ovulus or the S-box could maybe have some meaning to it. Because I don't believe in coincidence. I think everything happens for a specific reason. That's just me.
Yeah. No, I'm there too.
And I think these devices, I think they're onto something. I really do. Because you and I both know the scanners, the AM FM scanners, you get the random chatter from the DJ or from whoever's on there.
Mm-hmm.
But yet using it in the situation, asking a question and then getting some kind of verbal response that was related to that question, I can't explain that. I can't explain that. You know, there's thousands of things that could be, millions of things that could have been said at that given moment, but this word comes out of the device. So it's mind-boggling. I like it. I want to learn more about it. But I'm also still trying to figure out all of the analog issues, the digital, the early onset digital recorders, you know, the RRDR60s and all these fun ones. Those, we haven't even figured those out yet. How are those capturing voices yet? This one's not.
Yeah.
You know, we need to still focus on old school, not get rid of it and completely replace it, because who's to say that a spirit didn't imprint themselves magnetically on that tape? And maybe that's the easiest way they can do it, but we'll never know because we don't use it anymore. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned this many times before on the show, with ITCs, spirit boxes, those kind of things, especially the SV7 or whatever, the one that goes through the frequencies, I had zero faith in those. One, because like you just said, me having been in radio pretty much my entire adult life, I heard beginnings of songs, beginnings of commercials, some commercials that I even produced. I heard DJs talking. I heard TV shows, what sounds like a conversation on a phone. So I never believed any of those. It wasn't until about 2 years ago now when I first met Unearthing the Supernatural. When I started going out and doing investigations, especially when we start filming things with them, and they use these pieces of equipment, they never get words. Sometimes they'll get yes, no, you know, the usual. But when they start getting things, responses in the Navajo language, that's when I knew, okay, there might be something to this. Because, like I said, you could easily pick up a phone conversation, cell phone, radio, whatever, something around there. But why would anybody anywhere on TV, radio, anything, why would they be speaking in the Navajo language? Nobody, except for Navajos, nobody uses the Navajo language. So it wasn't until I started hearing those types of responses that I actually now have more faith in these devices.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because those are those coincidences, quote unquote.
Yeah.
That you can't explain those kinds of things. And that's the beauty of it. That's the reason why we do all of this. And that's the reason why I got so obsessed with it, was because there's no absolutes in this field. You know, that we know of yet. You can't just go out and grab a ghost and put it in your pocket and take it home with you. It just doesn't work that way. I became obsessed because I couldn't find any answers. You know, is there life after death? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it became an obsession for me. It was to the point where I'm waking up at 2 a.m. for crying out loud and driving to Atchison, Kansas, grabbing the Heidi key and going in there and doing my thing alone. And that's ridiculous. That was something probably spirit driven that was driving me there to begin with. What do they call those, attachments or what have you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is an audio show. I wish I'd asked you before, but is there any EVP that you've captured from the time you started doing it to now that really, really, really stands out to you as memorable, either for just how clear or whatever the message was?
There was an EVP that was so clear of an elderly woman. It sounds like an elderly woman, and she definitely says hello. She's hello, just like that. And this was captured on an old Cannonball Bridge, it was called. It's an old train bridge, and it's in Vincennes, Indiana. But it was captured on an analog recorder, of course, crystal clear. And I wanted to get into something with the analog recording too, because I know a lot of people may dabble in it. Some may not. But with it, you get less EVP, but they're more pronounced. They're more robust than on a digital recorder. Digital recorder, you know, you get a lot of whispers, lower grade class Bs. A lot of class As come off of analog. And I know the tapes are expensive and things of that nature these days, but it's still something that I was taught years ago by Sarah, who used a reel-to-reel recorder daily, several times a day. And it's the principles that her and I would talk about the magnetics of it, how they stick to it like glue. You know, how do they imprint themselves on there? So again, the obsession kicks in and you can't find these answers. So I'm still stuck in old school land when it comes to that stuff, Henry, but I want to learn some of these new devices coming out. My better half bought me that SB7, the S box, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I love the little thing. You know, it's portable. It's got a long battery life. It scans through AM, FM bands, and like I said, at first, I'm thinking, oh, come on. I just heard Elvis. There's no way. But it I can't explain how it would pop out, that word, and it would be so pronounced. This, the word would come out, it would be, and you'd be able to understand what it was. And it's, I'm not saying that I'm completely sold on ITC, but I wish that I would have done more research in the past about it. And I'm kind of finding that happy medium in between EVP and ITC, because I think they're both very, very good tools for communication in this field.
Yeah. No pun intended. When you say medium on a paranormal show, it may have a different meaning than what people think. But you do deal with other types of voices now. So let's get into who or what, or what gave you the idea to launch WLTKDB?
Well, Sherry and I were sitting one day. This was December of 2019. And I missed radio. I missed building. I wanted to make something where people can come, where anyone can come and talk and not have to worry about running a show or any of the technical jargon that goes with it, syndicating it, nothing like that. So we were talking and the idea came up, okay, we had to build a station. It's going to be a paranormal based station. We're going to have, you know, now when I say paranormal, it's different for me. Paranormal for me is all encompassing. It is everything. UFOs. It is Bigfoot. It is all of the above. Even mediums to me are paranormal. It's just not the norm. But putting the station together in January, we wanted something that was going to be easy for people. We wanted something that was going to be affordable. We wanted to give them quality and not have, you know, that quality suffer by having a bunch of shows on there. We wanted to limit it as well. So that was created in January of 2020, pre-COVID. We made it till March, you know, and then things started getting kind of funny, Henry, with COVID. So we managed to go through and continue building. It started out, we had just a handful. I think there were two shows. Now we're up to 14 shows, and there's three more in production. And all of this is run by one person, the engineering portion. The administration portion, my better half takes care of, and the events portion, Stephanie takes care of, thank God. But it's grown to the point where we're going to start needing some help here soon. I mean, it's getting up there pretty well, and I'm proud to say that the whole thing was just a team effort to get all these people together, and these hosts that come to the station are family, and they're treated like family, and they treat us like family. And I wanted that kind of station as well. Not one that was run by a computer, not one where you have somebody start your show and then now they're propping their feet up, you know, they're done. Somebody that's in there that's like-minded, that is right there with you. And that's what we wanted. We wanted something easy for people. Now, I'd built another station in the past. It wasn't paranormal based, but it succeeded. And I'm hoping, just like anybody else, that this one does as well. It's a big risk. It's expensive, but it's fun. And it's there. It's there for anybody that would want to use it, that would have any kind of sorry about that. And any kind of inkling into, you know, as to hosting a show. If you don't want to host a show, there's, you know, we need moderators. We need admins for our new group. We need some writers for blogs. It's getting hard to to get it out there, because there's so many out there. There's so many different stations out there. So it's hard for a small station like us that is free to push itself, to advertise, you know. So there's some things we're working on to get it out there more available to all the folks and everything. But it's it is a tangled web of advertising mess in there. Social media, what works, what doesn't work. But it's a labor of love, and it's something that hopefully will be there for years to come, and hopefully people take advantage of it. It's got everything they would want, Henry. On the site, we've put all the shows, video or audio. You can watch or listen to the podcast or vodcast, or you could sit there and listen live or watch live. You get a choice. And it's, you know, it's today's world, you need choices. So you get choices. There's a lot on the website for you, but you definitely got to check it out, WLTKDB.com. And I know it's tough to remember the call letters, but you'll get used to it. But there's a lot on there for you. There really is. So definitely check it out.
When you say you're looking to add new people, is it hosts or technical people or both? Or what are you going to be looking for?
What we're needing now, I need some producers for sure. I need people to help me run shows in the background, because it is becoming taxing. My day starts at 6 a.m. It ends at 10 p.m. You know, so running your own business is rough. Yeah. But it's one of those.
I will say, yeah, it's tough, but it's also a good thing, because it also means it's growing. The station is growing.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's growing, and we need that help. So if you have any interest, just notify us. Let us know. We'll find something. I mean, there's more and more happening with it each day. There's new shows coming in, new leads, two shows that are coming in. Some don't work out. Some people, you know, it's not for everyone. Some do come in to these shows and they do see the work involved, and it's off-putting. You know, there's just like the paranormal television shows we were talking about. You know, you watch a show, it looks easy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You get in there, it's a little rough, and that's kind of what we're here for, is you just kind of show up. Okay, you prepare. We have the host prepares for their guests. They send the information to Stephanie. It's a great system we have going in place to keep this momentum and to boost the events, to promote these shows on social media, because you can sit there and just sit there and look at your Facebook wall or your Instagram wall. It is always tick, 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 tick. It is always going. So you have to stay on top of that. And it's tough to do that in today's market. It really is.
So if you're somebody thinking, wait, I might want to do this. I might want to put a show on there. If you have a show idea, let's go with not how do they get a hold of you. What kind of shows are you not looking to put on WLTK?
Well, I'll tell you what we're looking for. We're not looking for anything political. It is a paranormal based network. So, you know, we're talking psychics, cryptozoology, ghosts and hauntings, UFOs, aliens, abductions, those kinds of things. And right now we are looking, and they actually get $50 off their first month. We're looking for UFO and cryptozoology shows. We have one currently, but we need some more. We have filled our psychic quota. So we have no more psychic shows coming out. It's going to be, we need UFO, paranormal based, like ghosts and hauntings, cryptids, things of that nature. And if you have a show idea, it's real simple. You can just go to the website. You can click on pricing or host, and you'll see right there all of our packages that we have. I don't hide the pricing. I don't dabble with it. It is what it is. It's a service, and you see what you get for that service. Now with the package comes a lot of different things. Of course, you get syndication, you get all kinds of different options that are on there. But what you get most of all is your own show that is fully produced and not syndicated as far as AM/FM folks. We're talking Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, places like that. And that's where we push it out to, the audio side. Your video is turned into a podcast afterwards, and then it's syndicated to all those different podcast mediums. So it's just trending right now, Henry. There's everybody wants a podcast. Everybody wants a show. And hey, we're here. Come see us.
Yeah. And any of you that want to do that, I would suggest one thing first. If you're really seriously thinking about it, go on the website. We'll tell you what that is in a second. Social media, everything. We'll tell you in a second. But go there. Watch some of the shows live if you can. Watch them live. See how it's done, how they work. And if it, after all of that, if you watch a few shows and you say, you know, yeah, I can see myself doing a show on there, then get a hold of Todd. So, Todd, how do they get a hold of you? Website, social media? Give them everything where they can.
Oh, it's real simple. They can get a hold of me through the website, WLTKDB.com. That's the call letters, WLTK-DB. Okay. You can go there, WLTKDB.com. You can contact me via email, ToddBates@WLTKDB.com. Either one of those they'll come straight to me. There's a program sheet on the host page, and that is how the show's produced. Basically, you fill out the information, follow the prompts, send that right in. It's real simple. Production happens pretty quickly. You get a show banner. You get a podcast banner. You get a video intro. You get an audio intro. All kinds of good stuff that you get, and it's good quality. You know, it's we're really proud of what we put out there for what we have. I mean, we're working on a skeleton budget here, folks, but we're making it happen. We're making it happen, and we're going to continue making it happen.
Yeah, so I have a link to everything on the show description for you. So it's Todd Bates, again, the owner, the operator of WLTKDB, also the host of Haunted Voices. That one is on hiatus right now, but when is the show coming back?
October. We're going to bring that back October, and it'll be moved to Tuesdays at 9 p.m.
Just in time for the spooky season.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so again, Todd Bates. Todd, thanks a lot for coming on. It's always fun talking to you, and I hope to have you back again. You're welcome here, really, whenever you want to come back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Henry.
Paranormal Perception will return in a moment.
What's better than a Paracon in October? A Paracon in October in an abandoned and haunted ghost town. Join J. Marie Yates in Vulture City, Arizona for Vulture City Paracon 3. The Yates and a few of their spooky friends will be in attendance starting Friday, October 7th to Sunday, October 9th. There will be a celebrity meet and greet.
21 and over only.
Speaker presentations, vendors, a live gallery reading, live recordings by Paranormal Podcasts, a Patty Negri seance, daytime ghosts and legends tour, and a celebrity nighttime ghost hunt. Hear from and meet paranormal experts from all fields of studies. All info and tickets at VultureCityParacon.com.
It's hot now, but before you know it, it'll be sweater weather. The days will get colder, the nights longer, and OC Paracon will be here. While you wait, meet one of the guest speakers right now, right here, on Paranormal Perception. This is a new segment I'm introducing this month, or maybe into September, where I introduce all of you to guest speakers from OC Paracon. Yeah, you can go on the website and read the descriptions there, but isn't it better when you get it from them? Now, they're not going to give away the entire panel. They're just going to give you a preview of what they're going to bring, what they're going to talk about, and hopefully those of you that have your tickets, that should get you even more excited. And those of you that are on the fence thinking about it, maybe this is the final push that you need to get your OC Paracon tickets so we can all be together to kick off our spooky season. So for this first week, the first guest I'm going to introduce you to is Paranormal Perception. I mean, it's easy. I'm here. But the entire team will be there. I'm going to be there, of course. There's going to be a paranormal perception table in the exhibitors booth. It's going to be sponsored by Haunted OC, 22 Creations Multimedia, Unearthing the Supernatural, and Paranormal Perception. So all of us sponsoring that table. And like I said, you're going to see me there, Pierre and Sean Klein from Unearthing the Supernatural. And you'll also see Best Pal. He's their audio specialist, and I don't think he's ever been... No, he hasn't, actually, now that I think about it. He's never been on a Paranormal Perception episode with us, but he's just as knowledgeable as Hero and Sean Klein, and he'll definitely... He can tell you some more behind-the-scenes stories. He can share some behind-the-scenes stories of when they go out and film their investigations. You're going to get to meet them and hear them there, and they would love to share them with you and also hear your experiences. All of you, all weekend long, you can watch us shoot a video. It'll be video interviews with a lot of the guest speakers and some other people that'll be there. I haven't announced those yet. Those will be surprises. But you can watch us shoot video interviews with them. We'll also have a space for all of you. Well, if you're at OC Paracon. But all of you who want to sit down with us, record your personal ghost encounters, a scary story, a spooky song. This is all for the Halloween or the Christmas episode. You remember we did it last year. You all sent in your stories. A couple of you sent in songs. If you want to do a song there at OC Paracon, number one, it's going to be cool to see you do it for real. Number two, you'll have an audience. And number three, I just thought of it. Since we have cameras there, we got to put it on camera. So we'll hear it on the Halloween or on the Christmas episode. But we'll also get to, we'll record it on camera and we'll put it up on our YouTube so people will get to see you perform the song. But you can do that again at the Paranormal Perception Table, sponsored by Haunted OC, 22 Creations, which is my multimedia company, Unearthing the Supernatural, and Paranormal Perception. Now, the new thing that we're going to introduce, we also thought of this over the break, besides doing another 2-for-1 ticket sale, we also thought about doing this in the main stage area. We're all going to go up there, and we want to record a live Paranormal Perception episode with all of you. Well, all of you in attendance. Now, there'll be no guests. It'll just be us, and we'll either throw out some paranormal topics, and all of you can come up to the microphones and either add your knowledge, your experience, or ask questions about it, or you can ask us any question that you want. Try to keep it paranormal, but we'll try to answer, you know, whatever question you throw at us. Because when we're done, we're going to put it together, and the complete episode that we record there is going to be heard either later in October or early November, but we want to record a live episode right then and there with everybody at OC Paracon. So all of that's going to be happening with Paranormal Perception. Yeah, I know, we're going to be putting it together along with Unearthing the Supernatural, but that's what we're going to be doing. And this is, like I said, a new feature that I'm going to introduce leading up to OC Paracon. So you'll meet... Starting next week, you'll start to meet the rest of the guest speakers that'll be at OC Paracon. Now, if that doesn't get you excited to go, if you don't already have your tickets, again, another reminder, the 2-for-1 ticket sale going on right now. 2-for-1 tickets on all levels, single day, 2-day, VIP, Patty Negri Seance. If you want to go, but your budget only allows you to get one ticket, well, cool. Get the ticket. You get to bring your friend or whoever you want for free. If two people in your group can afford a ticket, cool. And you got four? Two of you get in for free. 2-for-1 sale, ocparacon.com, happening now, all the month of, the entire month of August, all the way through September. Yeah, you're welcome. So there you go. Start out, finish it up like that. Next week, it'll be another interesting guest. I know who it is, yes, but I was going to tell you, but I'm going to keep it a surprise. So everybody stay safe. Be nice to each other, and come on back next week for a new perception,
and that of the paranormal
was Paranormal Perception.
The views and opinions heard on Paranormal Perception are those of the guests and host of the show. Factual statements are accompanied by backing data, articles, or other corroborating materials, either stated on the show or included in the show description. Any views or opinions expressed on the show are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, or individual.
New episodes every Friday. Visit paranormalperception.show to listen.
At Paraperception1 on Twitter. At Paranormal Perception 2 on Instagram.
Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
Paranormal Perception was produced by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.